In recent months, the Central African Republic has ratified several human rights treaties, and UN independent rights expert Marie-Thérèse Keita-Bokoum welcomed this as evidence that the authorities want to promote peace. But Ms. Keita-Bokoum warned that any gains would be lost if further action is not taken in the landlocked nation that's been rocked by civil war in recent years. Much depends, then, on the country's national plan for recovery and peacebuilding. It was drawn up by the government in cooperation with the United Nations, the European Union, and the World Bank. Its success, the UN independent human rights expert believes, depends on financial pledges given by donors at a conference on Thursday in the Belgian capital, Brussels. In mineral-rich Central African Republic, violence linked to Christian anti-Balaka militia and Muslim Seleka rebels since 2013 is much reduced, but there have been sporadic flare-ups as recently as last month. More than 13,000 United Nations staff are currently based in the CAR as part of the MINUSCA stabilization mission. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.